That's Jeremy Adam Smith, author and reporter for the Public Press. I'm Hanat Baba, and today on Cross Currents, we're discussing Smith's recent article investigating the fundraising budgets of PTAs at San Francisco elementary schools. He looked closely at four schools, including J. Sarah and Groton, with J. Sarah among the lowest PTA budgets and Groton among the top. Up with Groton is Alvarado Elementary. It draws students from the Mission, Bernal Heights, Noe Valley, and the Castro. We sent KALW's Angela Johnston to a recent PTA meeting there, and she brought back this report.
Here we are, and we divide the yards into the upper yard and the lower yard.
Steve Sachs is the PTA president at Alvarado Elementary in Noe Valley.
I can't tell you when the school was built, but I know it was designed to be built as a bomb shelter. So it's rock solid and it's going to be here for a long time. Here's our garden area.
He obviously takes a lot of pride in this school and the education it provides to just over 500 students.
This is our art room.
He shows off the grounds, the kiln in the art room, and points out the tiny improvements parents have added over the years, like installing hooks to hang artwork on the school's concrete walls.
Being a bomb shelter, this concrete was insanely difficult to do. But actually, this is an example of the volunteer hours that go into the school.
The school isn't perfect. The science room doesn't have a sink. The tarnished hardwood floors haven't been refinished in years. And the hallways and classrooms lack outlets.
The school district is buying every new school a whole bunch of tablets. And we're wondering where we're going to charge them. Right? Because everything's already plugged into all the outlets.
But the school is the first in the district to install solar panels on its roof. Its art education program is one of the strongest in the city, and its student body is economically and culturally diverse. This year, over 40% of Alvarado students qualified for free and reduced lunches. Sachs says the PTA works very efficiently with the school to help make existing programs stronger.
We have about 200 members of the PTA. At the school, membership is $10. And then our strong membership allows us to put on events. And some of those events are community building. And then some of them are designed to make money.
I was going to with Sarah, so she kind of wanted to.
Okay, good.
15 or so parents show up to tonight's PTA meeting in the school cafeteria. The majority are white. Sachs says that's a typical attendance, and they're working on ways to get more Latino parents to join them.
We'll start with our cash balance. As of today, we have $332,000 in the bank.
Kelly Jansen is the PTA treasurer. As parents grab slices of pizza, she explains how they've spent their $332,000 budget so far. At about $640 per student, the budget has paid for things like an extra school bus, math tutors, and art supplies. They've even paid for a part-time science instructor, something Sachs is amazed they even have to consider.
There's a science requirement in standardized testing, and there is no budget for a science teacher. How do you do that?
Another thing that's not in the district funds is a writing curriculum. So tonight, Robert Brecker, the principal of Alvarado, asks the PTA if they will fund one.
It's going to sound like I'm selling knives on TV, but it is a value of $48,000 that they're, because we are good customers and because we really like their product, they're giving it to us at a much reduced cost. So the teachers very, very much want to get going on
The PTA puts it to a vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Okay. Motion passes. Thank you very much. That's a fantastic program. There is no curriculum for writing in the SFUSD. So we just bought it for $12,828.
Steve Sachs says it has to be done.
Per pupil funding of students in San Francisco, we're ranked, do you know what we're ranked? 49th. Mississippi is the only state lower than us. So parents step up and they give a little extra here where they can and a little extra there where they can.
But, he says, it took a while to get to this point. 15 years ago, they were happy if they raised just a couple $1,000s at one of their auctions, where now they're able to raise tens of thousands. Sachs says the year 2008 was also a key turning point for the PTA.
When the economy tanked and when school budgets were slashed, the parents here came together and rallied, and we actually were able to increase fundraising here. And we've been able to maintain that level and increase that level ever since. So part of it was, I think, created out of a sense of dire necessity.
That necessity may change next year, now that Governor Jerry Brown is promising more money to California schools. But Sachs says the PTA isn't planning to pull back just yet. In San Francisco, for Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.